Listening to The Daily. It's about 10:45, and we're joined in the studio by one of our favourite producers, Bella Michi, for a new segment. Like I teased just before, it's called What's All That About, where we're going to delve into the things that we just don't understand, we take for granted, we see on the day-to-day, and maybe don't pay it much attention. Isn't that right, Bella?
Yeah, just those odd little things, you know?
Yeah, whether it be kind of personal idiot, like what did we touch on last week? We talked about...
We talked about gossiping.
Gossiping, do you know what I mean? We mentioned kind of how everyone knows what a fly screen tastes like, or what a gold coin tastes like, these things that everybody's done.
Yeah.
So even interesting thing, you know, when you rub your eyes and you see the little stars for a little while and all that kind of stuff, do you know what I mean? No one really understands.
Could be a teaser for next week.
How does an engine work?
No clue.
Do you know what I mean? I know how a steam train works. I've watched a documentary on it once. Do you know what I mean? Won't get into that. But I don't know how a car, I don't know how a combustible engine works or whatever it is that
no idea.
Someone invented. But anyway, what have we got for this week, Bella? Tell us.
Well, you know, Jared, me and you, one of the few things we have in common is that we've both broken our wrists. Is that correct?
Yes, I've broken my wrist.
Yes, I was a bit unlucky a couple of weeks ago, broke it, and of course needed a cast. So it's healing well, everything. But when I got the cast off, I noticed a bit hairier. Looked a bit different to the other one.
It does. It's like you look like a werewolf.
Wouldn't go that far.
But okay, fair enough. I'm not saying you personally look like a werewolf at time of cast off.
Yeah, tell us what you really think.
I had my cast on for about 4 months.
No, that's true. Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah, no, let's not get into it. But yeah, when I took it off, it was pale.
It was pale,
it was frail, it was stinky, it was, do you know what I mean, covered in hair.
Was the hair darker?
Yeah, for sure, and thicker.
Darker and thicker. So I was comparing my two arms and I was thinking, what's all that about? Like, and initially I thought, okay, like maybe it's just because my arm's a bit paler, you know, hasn't seen the sun, maybe it's all in my head. My friends are like, you're being ridiculous, your arms look the same. But then I spoke to my hand therapist, and he said it's an actual thing that happens when you have a cast on. It increases hair growth. So this is because it's quite strange. So what they think is there's no medical concrete theory. You can imagine that the medical community may have other priorities.
They got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, maybe. But so his theory, when I was speaking to him, is that the skin under the plaster cast is subjected to like tiny amounts of friction, so it can stimulate the hair growth, but not enough to kind of like shed it, like all the loose skin and stuff. It doesn't quite get off the arm, but just enough that keeps growing.
I get that.
Yeah. And another theory from orthopedic surgeon is that healing's, you know, it's this very dynamic metabolic thing, you know. When the body tries to heal, it kind of shuts down other parts of function, including growth, and really concentrates its metabolic energy on healing. Follow me?
I am following.
And part of that is expressed in hair growth. So this increased hair growth is actually a sign that your body is healing. That's why it's a bit more thicker, it's a bit more coarse. And yeah, eventually when the bone is completely healed and your body adjusts, they think it goes back to normal, but who knows, maybe I'll just have one arm hairier than the other.
I love that. That's cool. I love the idea that it's like it's being slightly stimulated or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like, great. It makes a lot of sense. It's like, have you ever left like a piece of like plywood or something, or like a upside down tub or like container or bucket or something in the backyard for a week? And then when you pick it up, the grass is greener and it's longer than all the other. So it's the same thing.
That's a good point.
Getting back to nature, do you know what I mean? We're all just stardust.
Yeah.
Aren't we, Bella?
It's all just stardust.
Alrighty, that was interesting. Thank you so much, Bella.
Worries.
I do appreciate it. A little bit of self-reflective journalism there, of sorts, wasn't it?
Yeah, a bit investigative, you can call it that.
Investigative journalism. I'm willing to go so far.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. Alrighty, thank you so much,
Bella.
I do appreciate your time with doing that.